A court has ordered the EPA to regulate the discharge of ballast water from boats of all sizes in hopes of reducing pollution and the spread of invasive species. The federal agency responded this week by proposing two sets of permits that could affect 91,000 commercial vessels and 13 million recreational boats. But the key issue is whether the boat is 79 feet long. If less than that, boat owners don't have to apply for a permit, but are being urged to follow best management practices, like cleaning boat trailers before going to a new lake, and draining and cleaning live wells and bait buckets. EPA Water Administrator Benjamin Grumbles contends the system for small boats would still have teeth.
If there is an inspection and they're not carrying out the general terms of that permit, then they could be subject to fines or penalties, or possibly citizen suits if the agency wasn't taking enforcement against the boaters.
Boats 79 feet or longer would need a general permit that uses ballast water management and exchange standards required by the U.S. Coast Guard. Some boat manufacturers say the EPA plan is cumbersome and confusing, but Grumbles says the EPA had to come up with something.
We're trying to make it as practical and common sense as possible and reduce the red tape.
The EPA will hold a public meeting on its rule proposal next Thursday in Chicago. The agency hopes Congress will pass a proposed Clean Boating Act that would exempt recreational boaters and do so by the September 30th deadline facing EPA to have its package in place. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.